Question 37. Specify the advantages and disadvantages of batch gradient descent. Answer: advantages. It generally converges to a more stable solution compared to stochastic gradient descent, SGD. The use of vectorized operations can lead to efficient computation, especially on hardware with parallel processing capabilities. It can make more accurate updates since it considers the whole dataset. Disadvantages. It can be computationally expensive, especially for large datasets, as it processes the entire dataset in each iteration. It may get stuck in local minima since it considers the average gradient over the entire dataset at once. The learning process may slow down if the dataset does not fit entirely in memory, requiring additional memory management techniques.